Billy kept his poetry in a refrigerator. Way down in New Orleans, they aged with him as his hair grew long, his skin ruffled. A smoke-stained room of cigars and journals, two lap dogs and a few whiskey bottles, an empty space from a baby grand piano he had to sell. His mind never slept. When dreaming, he met wind crossing telephone lines, dipping like stitches into the distance. "You'll understand one day, your poetry is your friend," he said. Well, he chose a solitary life, after filling it with places, girlfriends, and wives, until they became stories known to paper and pen, typewriter with faded ribbon. One night, his brownstone flame bright as the sun, flames licked through keyholes and drawers, claiming ashes for their own. "If you're ever in a fire, get the hell out, you hear me?" he said. His poems crashed to the floor below, locked airtight in the refrigerator, plummeting down to earth. Only pages filled with words survived, seared by heat, hidden away as he had been.